This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femenino, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
So we are going into week 10. So what I want to do is ESPN put together what the projected 12-team bracket will look like right now. So the top four seeds, who's last in, all of this stuff, matchups.
Riveting.
So let's get to it here. The number one seed currently would be the Oregon Ducks.
I don't have a problem with it. Texas looks vulnerable. Ohio State looks vulnerable. Alabama looks like ass. If you wanted to say Georgia, I'm okay with it. Factually, Georgia's lost the game. Oregon hasn't. But, yeah, it's Oregon or Georgia.
I think that Oregon right now, best team, and I think Dylan Gabriel probably leading the charge for the Heisman. I know you didn't ask for that, but yeah, right now they're on a roll. They're just destroying people.
A number two seed would be the Georgia Bulldogs because of the convincing opening week win against Clemson and what they've done against Texas. That puts them at number two right now. If they say if they continue to do what they do, go through the SEC, they could maybe jump even an undefeated Oregon, but right now they're number two.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Again, 1v2, 2v1, who cares?
Yeah, because it's not like it's going to be home field. At this point, it's just going to be the color of jersey that you play the other one in. I think that what you would see if Georgia did jump Oregon and Oregon didn't lose, that's the SEC bias, saying that you come from a tougher conference, so one loss is still better than undefeated.
So the number three and the four seed, number three is the Miami Hurricanes?
No, absolutely not. Just no. It's ridiculous. They're not the third best team in America.
Number four would be BYU.
Also fraudulent, ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're saying BYU right now because they beat SMU and that win looks better every day.
Yes, I see why they're doing that, because if you win your conference, you get one of the top four.
Well, it's a flaw of the system.
Yes.
BYU's a fraud.
I got to think that that's going to be something that's going to be worked out next year. But right now, Miami is just doing what they do, and they're winning games. They don't look dominant. It's just they're winning. Now, I don't think it's sustainable. Clemson, I think, could take them out. I'm still wondering, is Pittsburgh for real or not?
There's your answer. No.
Okay. Pittsburgh. You also told me to bet Navy.
Listen, America. All right? I didn't realize it was going to turn into the Titan sub. Okay? Apologies.
That was rough. That was rough.
I'm here for you.
Let me give you the last two in before I give you what the matchups would look like. The last two in, number 12 seed would be Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay. They have all the pieces. They got one problem on their hands. They can't complete a forward pass. I want to believe, because they have the pass rush, the D-line. They have the running game. They have it all put together. If Iamaleava can't figure it out and they can't get the verticality in that passing game back, I don't think they're going to see this thing through. Also, best uniform helmets of this weekend coming up. You got to go look at them for their game against Kentucky. They're called Dark Mode. They're awesome.
I was about to say better than A&M's last week.
Those might be the best ever.
I was like,
tremendous. Those were sweet.
Here's the beauty of it. This is one of the positive things about the 12-team playoff. The SEC is about to do a whole bunch of round-robin things for those final couple of spots. There are a lot of teams that in the future past years, they're already out of it. Games don't matter. But now Tennessee has a chance for that 11th or 12th spot. LSU still has a chance. You go out there and you beat Alabama. Alabama, hey, we got to go beat LSU if we want to get into the playoffs. So more intriguing games later on in the year.
The next,
I got it right. I didn't ruin this.
The next Ian would be the number 11 Clemson Tigers.
Oh, I'll leave this to Rico. He hates this team.
I do, but they're winning. And honestly, David, I think that Clemson and Miami are going to swap spots. I think that when Clemson plays Miami in the ACC championship game, they're going to beat Miami. I think Miami is a little bit of fool's gold. So, yeah, I'm not a Dabo fan.
No, but think about it.
But I can give him credit.
What's their greatest sin? Opening up against Georgia?
Yeah.
That's their sin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You could be a team like Indiana who's got a strength of schedule of 120 and everybody kisses your ass.
Because the same with A&M. Okay, so you lost your first game and everybody wrote you off. Wait a minute. You were actually good. You just had a bad day at the office against a good team.
Yeah, Clemson has a very important back-to-back weeks coming up where they go on the road to Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh.
And if you're any good, you win both of those games.
Correct. You have
to. Although I do love Tootin, the running back for VT. Bashal Tootin, or whatever his name is. He's nasty. He's really, really good. Pitt, screw Pitt. They're ass.
You giving up on your boy from Arizona State?
Who? Scatabooboo? No. Cameron Scatabo? No, he's very good. But no, Tootin's just another one of them players nobody really knows about because he plays for a poverty program.
You were all on Carson Steele, so I'll give you credit.
Dude, he ended up in the league.
Oh, no.
How crazy is that?
Every time I see him, I was like, that's Mike. You could be a scout.
That's my guy.
You could be a scout.
Ball State's finest. David, go ahead.
So the first four out.
Oh, let's hear this.
And I'm going to give you what their toughest remaining game because – I don't know if they have a shot to actually get in now.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame.
Wait, Notre Dame's first four out?
Notre Dame is the first four out.
They've only lost one game.
Well, it's going to be two when Army beats them.
Okay.
Yeah, their next toughest game would be at USC November 30th.
That game means nothing. USC
exactly.
Booty.
So no matter what they do, they have Notre Dame.
Hey, you lost
right now.
You lost a 30-point favorite to NIU.
You know what? Mistakes were made.
Yeah, right now. That's what it looks like. Yes.
And they don't have a functional passing game. Go
doesn't
ahead.
Doesn't matter. They defeated America's team.
Iowa State at 7-0. Next, their toughest remaining game would be Kansas State.
And Kansas State's no good.
Correct. So there's no way. Kansas State.
No. Kansas State's what? How many games have they lost? One?
Got bombed by BYU. Might be one.
Yeah.
Should have lost twice more. Should have lost Colorado. Should have lost last week to Kansas. But
correct.
I digress.
That's what it is. And Kansas State. And then Alabama is also on the next four out. Alabama's next toughest game would be November 9th at LSU.
And they'll lose that game.
So
I truly believe they'll lose that game.
Yeah, 6:30 game.
Nighttime in Death Valley? No. They ain't winning that game.
So currently, here are your first round matchups.
Who's the fourth? Wait, Bama?
Who's the last team out?
It was Notre Dame, Iowa State, Kansas State, and Alabama.
Oh, Kansas State was another. Yeah. Okay.
So they face each other, Iowa State, Kansas State, but that may not help
either one.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Poor caller Robin Brighton is going to be apoplectic.
I'm protesting that one. A one-loss Notre Dame is in.
Oh, look, Rico standing up for a religious school.
Again, this is now things could change. Maybe things get jumbled up in front of them, and they make it in.
You're going to trip when
maybe
you go
Riley
do your
Leonard
sermon.
Will complete a forward pass.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll
tripping
see.
When you go do your sermon because you're going against Notre Dame.
First round matchup, you have the number 12, like I told you, Tennessee is in. They will face number 5, Penn State, currently.
Jesus.
Number 9, Indiana.
What's the over-under in that game?
Okay, first of all, Penn State won't be 5. They may not have their quarterback this week, and they're going to lose to Ohio
State. Yeah, they're
State.
Ranking Penn State the highest, outside of the top four, the highest.
Because technically right now they're ranked higher than Ohio State. After Saturday, they won't.
Wait a minute. And Drew Aller's going to be out?
Game time decision.
Here we go. They're going to lie to everybody all week. College football better get some transparency with participation reports. Sorry, carry on.
Number nine, Indiana will face number eight, Texas A&M.
Indiana is not going to make the playoff. Indiana is going to lose in Spartan Stadium this weekend. Just, you know, I've had enough. Now, there's no bigger fan of Kurt Cignetti or what he's done, but enough. They have a strength of schedule outside the top 100. They haven't played anybody.
They do.
They're not getting in.
Yeah,
they do. Because Michigan not being good hurts them, because they had Michigan, Ohio State would have boosted them.
We're going to do America a favor Saturday.
So a two-loss Indiana team, you know what? They could beat Ohio. They beat Ohio State. They're in.
You cannot put this team in the playoff.
And then the final two first-round matchups, you have Clemson, number 11, versus number 6, Ohio State. That will change
this week. That would be an amazing matchup.
It would.
I would love to watch it.
It would.
Rico wouldn't know who to root for. He hates them both.
I'd be down in Columbus.
Oh!
O-H, baby.
Come on.
I'd be calling them Damon. Give me some tickets. I'm there.
Final one, which includes the group of five. Number 10, Boise State versus number 7, Texas. Hmm. Boise State's going to get murdered.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
They just can't stack up front.
It just is what it is.
They can't line up front. Here's the other problem. Boise State's only defense is sacking the quarterback. They can't cover anybody. They don't particularly stop the run.
What is that? Sacking the quarterback. Is that allowed in college football? I haven't seen it in East Lansing, so I was just wondering.
What, one sack in five Big Ten games doesn't delight you?
What does that entail when you sack a quarterback? This is foreign concept.
I'm so sorry, but that is your college football. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
You know, fellas, I was thinking about this during the break. You guys were talking about the 12-team playoff here and, you know, David with the blitz. And I had a question for Rico, but you have to be willing to play ball now. Because this is not a Rico Ruin Sports thing. This is a legitimate question I have of you. So if I promise you that I will not impugn your character, you have to promise me you will answer honestly.
Mr. President, go right ahead.
Listen. When you were doing that exercise there and going through the 12-team playoff and all these hypothetical matchups, did that live up to what you hoped for? Did that all, no pun intended, did that move your needle? Like,
actually, yeah, it did, Mike. Because normally around this time, you have your local, it's like football, college football is in tiers. Your local teams that you just kind of hope win games. And then you have maybe 5 or 6 teams that you know are going to be in the top 4. But the fact that now you're looking at it and it's like you can make a case for, you know, LSU. You can make a case for Alabama. You can make a case for a lot of teams, Indiana, to make the playoffs. It makes a lot of the games in November that you probably wouldn't care about interesting.
All right, so it does for Rico. David, 12-team playoff. You authored that last segment. As we were talking about, did you have Rico's response where you're like, wow, this is amazing? Or did it fall a little flat? Because look, and I'm not trying to poison the jury and I'm not arguing. I'm giving you my perspective. you started bringing up teams, and I go, that team's booty. Like, whoa, Kansas State, if they can't throw a forward pass. Well, what about Tennessee, or what about that? I'm like, these teams blow. Like, these are not elite teams. So I just, for me, and again, full disclosure, I was never a fan of the 12-team playoff. Where did it land for you?
See, this is supposed to be college football. So no, it didn't move the needle. But when you go with the premise of it's looking more like the NFL, then yes, it moved the needle. Because in the NFL, there's parity. Mm-hmm. There's lots of good teams. And there's horrible teams. But there's more good teams where you say, oh, my team is still in it. They got three losses. And you can say that right now with a lot of these teams. The LSUs. Rico's arguing about Notre Dame because of strength of schedule. They haven't played anybody. And that's the sort of argument happens in the NFL. So it moves the needle that way. But overall, because it's supposed to be college football, no. No.
And I guess what I would say, David, is the premise of college football has been evolving over years, where it was the arbitrary writers pick the champion to how about we just let the two teams play to, okay, maybe we do four teams. It's been evolving. It's still games in college that you still want to watch. Because I guess to me, it hits that point when you just say, you know what, I don't care that Alabama's playing LSU because neither one of them could win anything, that's when you have a problem. But when you're looking at it saying, okay, this game means a lot because one team still has a path and the other team, you lose this and you're done, it extends the college football season to me.
But let me go back here, because when Georgia and Texas played, the feeling in the old days was –
Winner take all.
This is the game. You lose this game, it is over. And not having that feeling with college football saddens me.
Okay, see, now he's hitting on something that, look, I'm not bent out of shape about the playoff. It's fine, right? They want to do it, do it. And I still think the best teams are going to win. However, what David said, I can't lie to my audience. The feeling of college football is different for me. And that included Michigan State. Now, I have a baseline of dislike for Michigan that'll never go away. Like, if I could level the entire place except for the hospital, I would. My whole point is, it felt different Saturday. Well, I still don't like them, but it didn't have the same passion. And I didn't feel like the players exuded a passion. Now, from a Michigan State perspective, Rico, and I mean, look, you and I have known it for a long time as Spartans. Like, MSU's advantage was chip on shoulder, primarily Midwestern recruits. They're in the program for 3, 4, hopefully 5 years. Boy, do you learn a lot about that game. With 61 new players from all across the globe, right, it felt like what David said. It felt just like an NFL game. Like, look, I don't like the Dallas Cowboys. But Giants-Cowboys never reaches Michigan State level.
True.
It was always different for me. But Saturday night felt like Giants-Cowboys.
But see, I think that Saturday night will be an anomaly. It'll be a unicorn because I don't think that Jonathan Smith's going to go get 61 players every year. He had to do this year to get back on course. Now, I think as the years progress, you're going to see adding 10 to 15 players, but the other 65 know what this game is about, know what Michigan State's about, and they have that tradition to them. So, yes. In a vacuum, this year was different because, yeah, a lot of people figured out, okay, so this is the big house.
But
this
it's even what David is saying. I mean, Georgia-Texas was a great example. It's hard to be as hype because who cares who loses? It doesn't matter.
No, it gives you a chance to have a bad day. And it's put it this way. If they had this last year, Georgia still would have had an opportunity to say, okay, we had one bad day. Don't write us off because we're still the best team.
I want to know where people are at with this. Look, whether it's the 12-team playoff, look, we're over the halfway mark. We're in week 10. Sure, there's 5 games to go. And then conference championship weekend and all that. But we're deep enough into this where, is this what you thought it would be? And part two of it, maybe it's what David said and what I just said. Does this, if you're a Michigan or a Michigan State fan, or just a super fan of college football, does this sport feel the same to you? Because I think what David said, Rico, I'm not asking you to feel this way. What he said really stopped me for a second. it's starting to feel like a welfare version of the NFL. The NFL, there's not a passion quotient. You want the Lions to win, but it's like whoever you play, you play. They're just teams with colors and helmets. There's really nothing behind it.
But see, I think if you really want to break it down, I like the fact that it's this way because the tradition of college football, let's be real about it. You have two real games and 10 cupcake games unless you're in a really hard conference. Other than that, you don't play anybody for the majority of your games. And you build up for those games. With this new system, it allows you to play a tough game. And if you lose it, you don't get punished and get kicked out. That's why nobody wanted to play anybody, because you just wanted the easiest schedule possible so that you could prepare for your two or three rivalry games and hope that you won those, and then you would be one of the top four teams. I like the fact now that you could play in the opening weekend and you can lose. You can beat Clemson losing to Georgia, but your season's not over in week one.
David, ticket text. I tell you what, keep it timely. Nobody cares. Honestly. What a dead as a doorknob college football state we are living in right now. What a shame. Bad. Whatever. I could fill the lines talking Cade Cunningham. Think about that. The most rat, flea-ridden franchise in all of professional sports. I could fill the phone lines. You do a broad-based college football question, that is how detached this fan, these fan bases are.
Well, I said there's two tiers, and both teams in the state of Michigan are in tier two right now.
How dare you? How dare you?
Bet.
Okay, get out. 248-539-9797. Look, it's two different topics, but they're all rolled up in one. You know, we did a college football blitz, and these two started breaking down the 12-team bracket, and for me, it doesn't hit. But I'm not totally against it. I'm also not gaga for it. But I think it was interesting is the games don't feel the same. Saturday night didn't feel the same. That's something I do struggle with. Now, again, maybe that changes. But what David said sparked this, not Rico. I blame David. David's saying it's feeling like the NFL. He's right. And I don't feel the same way about the NFL as I do college. There's a different passion quotient. And it's, I don't know.
But see, I'll say this, and as I told David in the break, you said Saturday night didn't feel the same, but I'm going to put a positive spin on the fracas that happened on the field after the game.
It wasn't a fracas.
Well, whatever the Big Ten saw or did not see.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was passion. 2-4-3 teams are out there, and that was the result that you got at the end of the game. Now, if this was like the NFL, you would have had people out there swapping jerseys and taking photos at the 50-yard line saying, hey, good game, no good game. No, it was get the F off my field right now. That's what you saw. So that tells me two teams that have no shot at the playoffs, the buy-in factor is still there. Now, I think it'll increase once you start getting players who have been to Michigan State longer than 3 months. But yes, I understand, Mike, it wasn't the overall you want to punch somebody right at the start of the game. But at the end of the game, they were ready to punch people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Let's go to the people. We'll go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, it's been a while. Are you still talking Lions and what we'd rather do?
100%. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm 58 years old and an iffy heart with no kids. You could elect Rob Parker for all I care. And let's make a bold move, which, by the way, they already have the deal in place. They just can't do it till after the Green Bay game. That's my conspiracy theory.
I love it. Oh, I hope you're right. I mean, Dave, look, best Lions team of our lifetime. They have every right to believe they're the best team in the NFC. Your job is to keep everybody else at bay. You know, Baltimore, Kansas City, they're both loading up. The NFC, these teams aren't going to stand pat. It's your job to go out and do what's necessary. They need help up front.
So do you think that's possible, that the deal's in place and they just got to wait till the suspension's over to make it official?
Anything's possible. I love where you're going with suspension. Yeah, he's trading J-Mo over. Dave.
Okay, Dave, now I'm like, listen.
Okay. Dave, I want to live in that world where they got something that bold cooked up. So I'll just sit and wait. But yeah, Dave, it's plausible. Anything's possible. I've seen enough sports in my life. The biggest and boldest deals, the ones that sideswipe you. Mm-hmm. You never hear about them.
I didn't see the one today happening. I thought Deontay Johnson was going to get traded. But I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be going to one of these teams who need a receiver. He's going to
Yeah.
Like, what?
Go to Ravens. 97.1. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
What up, though, boys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Jeremy?
Before I get to my comment about the Pistons, which is what I called about, man, the whole thing with this college football, real quick, I just feel like it's a new era. It's a new time. Like, when y'all get calls about Michigan, Michigan State, y'all ever realize, like, most of the calls are from guys in their 40s and 50s. Oh, I've been rooting for Michigan since the 60s. Like, young people, honestly, they just don't care anymore. And the structure for the way college football is watched in tape is just different. Even on, like, you'll get a 2-10 team that beats a good team or a mediocre team, and they're like, oh, we're number one. No, you're not. That's your third win of the year. They don't care. They want to get drunk and party, but they don't really care about college football. So the structure had to be changed for it to survive as a sport. So I'm not even really complaining about that aspect of it. As far as the Pistons go, I know this is out the box. I think a guy that would be good for the Pistons would be Ben Simmons. It's a guy that doesn't want to shoot, can pass the ball, has good vision, long, play defense, get other guys involved, and he's a good enough talent that we wouldn't be able to get if it wasn't for his issues.
2 years ago, I would have said yes, but Jeremy, he has shown no desire to play this sport. He's found every reason to not be on the floor and on a team that is already woefully undermanned in the shooting department. I couldn't recommend that today. I don't mind out of the box. It's just the player that I used to think the world of has really soiled himself to a point that I just don't know that you can redeem him, Jeremy. He has found reasons to not play the sport he loves. Think about that.
No, you're right. When you put it that way.
I mean, 2 years ago, I said it. Hey, go get him. To hell with it. What do we got to lose at this point? You can't do it after he continues to just sideswipe.
To find every reason. Yeah, I stubbed my toe. I had to sit out.
Back hurts. Like, wait, what?
Wait. Is this Tuesday? Nah, I can't play.
Ian, 97.1. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. I originally called about the Lions, but I'll comment on the college football thing. I just think the idea that Jeremy presented that kids just want to get drunk and that's why they changed the sport is ridiculous. I mean, I'm under the age of 30, and I'm very upset at the way that college football is, and kids wanted to get drunk before they changed it. So that's definitely not the reason.
I'm with you.
I think the reason that there's a lot of apathy for college football right now and college sports in general is the transfer portal is still a mess. I mean, the idea that we have 17 different transfer windows throughout the season and guys are just going to opt out of bowl games is not good for the sport. I think the 12-team playoff is a good move. I always advocated for 8 because then you'd get, you know, your 5 Power 5 conference winners and then 3 at-large teams. So there would be room for a UCF, but you don't have, like, you know, a random, you know, Indiana-type team getting in. I would also push back just a little bit. Rico, I love you and I love your commentary, but I think the idea that teams are going to go out and schedule tough games to be able to, you know, boost up their resume is not happening right now. I mean, if you look at Indiana's non-conference, they played like
Charlotte,
FIU and right. Charlotte and the Sisters of the Poor.
Right. I think that changes over the years where Indiana, if Indiana gets screwed out of the playoffs because of that, they're going to say we need to schedule one big tough game to make sure they say we're not playing a cupcake schedule.
Well, I hope you're right because I would love to see some meaningful games in September and October. But I just, you know, to this point, there hasn't been like this overwhelming, like the SEC's playing the Big Ten and, you know, the Champions Classic type games that we see sometimes. Well,
that's something they're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ian, here's look. All of it, it's all headed for something that I'll leave it to you, Ian, but like, I know I don't want it. It's all headed to SEC, Big Ten, Super Conference, breakaway from NCAA. That's where it's headed. And that to me is the final frontier. That. I hate it too. I have no interest.
Because then you lose out on like the Mountain West Conference, you know, with Boise State and, you know, some of these other teams that, you know, you love to see make a run at least a meaningful bowl game.
Look, you lose out on everything. We've lost the Pac-12. You're losing the Big 12. The Big 12 is just a rich person's Mountain West now. I mean, Ian, it's already happening. The ACC is going to fall apart. Florida State tried to sue the damn league. So, I'm with you. I just, it's all going the wrong direction for guys like me.
And Michigan State hasn't played Notre Dame since what? The early 2010s?
Yeah,
2000. I mean, that used to be my favorite game of the year outside of the Michigan game because it was our second biggest rival.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it's back in 2 years, I think. They'll be playing
each other. Show me if they ever kick off that game.
All right, we're going. South Bend.
I just want the megaphone back in Spartan Stadium.
That's right. Hey, Ian, shout out to one of the only people who knows what the megaphone is. That's a college football diehard. And you ruined people like Ian's life.
Ian, you know what? Ian's going to be okay. Ian, change is okay. Change is not bad. You're going to see meaningful games like you saw.
Really? I've got society on line 11. It disagrees.
Yeah, Rico.
This is why you got to run. This is why, Mike.
Rico, you know as well as I know, Michigan State's not playing Notre Dame. If they come up with this SEC Big Ten agreement to play each other,
there it is.
They're going to cancel that game and schedule now South Carolina.
Ooh, the cockaboose.
There you go.
No, I think they
now you can visit, Mike.
No, because you still get your non-conference games, and I think that they will still play that game.
It'd be nice. I hope Rico's right. I hope they play. I need some semblance of the world that's been left behind. But yeah, it has more of an NFL feeling, and I don't like that. Now, maybe that'll subside. Maybe I'll get used to it. Maybe it'll be better. I don't know. We'll see. I think Ian said one thing we all in this room agree on. They got to get a handle on this portal thing and the contracts. And this whole thing is...
I absolutely agree with
bollocks.
That.
Bollocks. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people coming up. We got to check in on football. We'll get back to the phone lines. And yes, Lions trade stuff. Dan Campbell spoke. I don't think you're going to like what he said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.